island of Tenerife. BBC News.
And the news was presented by Fidji Alice. Our 6:30 comedy brings us the tyranny of Ring doorbells and Fitbits and the surprising similarities to be found between teenagers and inkjet printers. Scott Bennett's stuff is next, but first a look ahead to Thursday lunchtimes.
From BBC Radio 4 comes Dough, a new series examining the business behind profitable everyday products and where they might go next. I'm the entrepreneur, Sam White, and in each episode I focus on things like TVs, hairdryers or vacuum cleaners, hearing firsthand from people who make them and speaking with industry analysts about surprising trends. Our expert guests then choose game-changing innovations that shaped the product in the past before we follow the money to where it could go in the future. Dough starts this Thursday lunchtime at 12:30 on BBC Sounds and Radio 4.
Now on Radio 4, in a change to some listings, the comedian and former product designer Scott Bennett asks whether our lives would be better if we had less stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Bennett!
Good evening, Newcastle Stand! Who would have thought it? Give out some free tickets, we're sold out! You don't often get freebies nowadays, would you agree with that? It's quite a rare thing, isn't it? Because we're in a world of consumerism. I think it was Gandhi who said that we should... No, I can be intellectual when I want to be, thank you. It was Gandhi who said we should live simply so that others can simply live, right? But I think that's impossible. I've got too much stuff. My house is full, completely full. I've got a garage full, two sheds full. I've got a sofa on my patio and it's meant to be there. It's weird, isn't it? Put a sofa in your back garden, your neighbours compliment you. Dump a mattress in the front one, they'll call the council, isn't it? I've let things into my life I don't even want. I never wanted a smart meter. I used to think my Fitbit bullied me. But that thing's just a little grass, isn't it? It is. It just sits in the corner all day, whispering all my secrets to Eon. The other day, you boiled the kettle, you let it go cold, and then you boiled it again. Shut up, you little rat! I've turned it to face the wall now. It doesn't deserve a view of the world, does it? It's like being mugged by your own house in real time, and you have to just stand and watch it. We don't watch Netflix now. We watch the smart meter. I get the children round with snacks. Come on, children! Look at the smart meter. Watch your inheritance evaporate. Do you want the lights on or a university education? Make a decision. I'd say it was gaslighting me, but I can't even afford to switch that on. I feel like some products conspire against me. Like, there's a product in my house that's ruining my life, and it's my inkjet printer. I get so angry with mine, the other day I pulled the power cord out the back. The light stayed on. That defies logic, that. There's only one thing powering that, resentment. It's like having a teenager in the house. It sits in the corner all day just grunting. Yeah. There's a light on, but nothing's happening. It refuses to communicate with anything. And it's costing me a fortune. Honestly, I remember the day I bought it, I walked past, it was 30 quid. I was like, that's ridiculous. That's a mistake, 30 pounds. Oh, yeah. Because they've got me on the ink. It's like a gateway drug, isn't it? £500 a year. That's like someone selling you a car for £2,000 and you find out that it only runs on unicorn wee. I don't know why drug dealers are bothering with crack cocaine. They want to get on printing ink. I want to see mules strapped up at airports just going through with that. Cartridges to the body. Bend over. Not the Magenta XL! Get it in! Like, there's a new Terminator film coming out. I've emailed James Cameron. I've said, I've got the perfect plot for you. It's the ultimate battle between human and machine. It's just going to be one person trying to print a Ryanair boarding pass. Got a video doorbell. When I'm not watching the smart meter, I'm watching a doorbell. I've got all the telly in the world and I sit watching black and white footage of my own street. to the window. All day. This is the noise that's in my head. That noise. And when I'm not watching the doorbell, I'm watching the cameras. Cameras in every room. I'm like a detective doing a stakeout on my own family. Every time someone passes a camera, this is the noise, isn't it? That's relaxing, that, isn't it? My dad got me this doorbell. He said, it's amazing. You can check in on it wherever you are in the world. Wonderful, Dad. Brilliant. So I can be on a beach, sipping a cocktail, watching someone burgle me out. And you can't prevent it, but you can activate a little microphone and try and talk them out of it. Please, I'm on my holiday. The only thing you can do in that situation, go next door. Go next door, he works shifts. He's loaded, he's got a bigger telly than me. He buys his cheddar cheese pre-grated. But then he'd activate his doorbell. He's lying! I'm actually living beyond my means. Go to 57, there's a key under the mat. My daughter plays football. She scored her first goal last week and I missed it. I was there, but I missed it because I was looking on the garden cam, watching the cat on our outdoor sofa lick its own privates. Do you know what's really unnerving is, I think technology is asking questions of us. I'm sick of being online and having to prove I'm not a robot. Why would a robot be buying car insurance? Do you know what I mean? Do they know how good AI is? It can replicate the complete works of Shakespeare. It can compose symphonies in seconds, but show it a picture of a fire hydrant. Baffled, apparently. What a weird Achilles heel that is. When the machines take over, which they will, I'm not stockpiling weapons or building bunkers, Newcastle. I'm running at them with three pitchers of bicycles. I've got it down. And if that doesn't work, I'm getting the traffic lights out, let me tell you. Everyone's terrified about identity, aren't they? What about AI? It's going to take our identity. Ooh. Yeah, I've already got that problem in the real world. Because there's another comedian called Scott Bennett who lives in America. And I know this because I get his emails. I'll be in bed, middle of the night. My phone will go. I'll be like, ah! I'm on stage in Baltimore in 9 minutes. You don't... But he must get it the other way around. Can you imagine how weird his life is? What's he going to be doing this Saturday? I'll tell you what he's going to be doing. He's going to be driving round LA trying to find Grimsby on the grid system. That's what he's going to be doing. Technology's going to change comedy. You'll be here in this club watching a gig in the future. And a comedian will say something, it'll get no laughs, but they'll just stop the gig and consult VAR. And you'll be like, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Just wait there, you people. Just wait there. Funny. You're a terrible audience and you know nothing. Get out. That's tickled you, that, hasn't it? He just went, that's quite clever, that was. It was like live TripAdvisor, wasn't it? When you buy something now, it's so complicated. I went to get my children a goldfish recently. There was more planning for that pet than there was the child I was buying it for. They sent us home with a tank of water. We had to prove we could keep water alive before they'd trust us with a goldfish. And we went back in like 3 days later when we'd proven to be worthy parents. They gave us the goldfish. On the way out, the guy said, just give us a ring in a couple of days. Let us know how he's settling in. I'll tell you how he's settling in, Darren in aquatics. He swims all day, he lives in a castle and his best mate's with a mermaid. He's doing better than any of us, pal. Different in my childhood getting a goldfish because it's not on your mind, is it? When you're at the fair, you just casually throw in darts, and then a bloke just goes, here you go, mate. What's that? It's your fish, that is. As a child, that transaction blows your mind. I don't understand that. I mean, I've never been to a professional darts player's house. But I don't think there's any trophy cabinets. I think it's just wall-to-wall aquariums. Me and my brother both won one in the same day. We didn't even have a tank. All we had to put it in was the jug my mum used to fill the iron. What am I to do a three-point turn? It was unbearable. Recently, Gemma and I went to buy a new mattress, right? Because I read this, that they say the way you sleep in bed with your partner says a lot about your relationship. You know, if you sleep face-to-face, it means you're intimate and romantic. If you sleep back-to-back, independent and secure. And then there's the one that shows you have a trust issue, which is where one of you sleeps with someone else, which is an obvious... What a waste of time that study was. And the lady in there, she was giving it the hard sell. She was like, this one here, this one, has been tested by 10 million sleepers. Well, we don't want that one, right? Wants a new mattress, slugger. Don't want a mattress with someone else's DNA in it. How's your new mattress? Oh, yeah, I've had a cracking night's sleep, but I woke up pregnant. No, thank you. And she showed us one, right? $2,500. $2,500, she said, you can pay for it in installments. Oh, that makes all the difference, isn't it, that? Because the last thing I need at night is to not be able to sleep. Because I'm worrying about paying off the thing I'm sleeping on. Companies are trying to distill who you are into one product. Like, just buy this and it'll solve all your problems. Like, I don't think we need SUVs. We didn't have them when I was a kid. Every car was a people carrier if you were negligent enough. You know, that back parcel shelf was just the top bunk, wasn't it? My dad would just be flying into blind bends at 75 miles an hour. Stay on your cushions, that's all we had. What's that noise? It's me editing the glass. We'd tell him, we're like, Dad, we're scared. Dad, you need to slow down. Dad, you've spilt your pint. He was doing his best. He was trying to read the paper. And the other thing they're trying to do, obviously, they're trying to sell us the dream. That's what these companies do. Sell us the dream, the luxury. I mean, this is why spa days are so popular. But they don't work for me. I've been stressed out for 40 years. You can't unravel that with a cucumber and a hot flannel. The cucumber's on the eyes, by the way. That's... I remember just 2 p.m, you pull in, people just wandering around in their dressing gown and slippers. It's like visiting time on a hospital ward, isn't it? I spent 16 hours in a bathrobe. I had a full chicken dinner in it. It's funny, isn't it? Do that on a spa weekend, you're middle class. Do it in your own home, you're a lazy bastard, huh? They had a slumber room where people pay to go to bed. I walked in, there was bodies strewn everywhere. It's like we'd turned up late for an orgy. I looked at Gemma, I was like, everyone's been done. Do you get the time wrong on the invite? Just standing there, who would like to do my wife and I? We're on a Groupon for our anniversary. We're just happy to be here. You can't buy your way out of who you are. And I know this. Because in the lockdowns for my birthday, Gemma hired us a hot tub. Beautiful idea, wasn't it? No. Because you've got to be in the right surroundings, like a footballer's mansion or a woodland glade. It's not the same when you're sat under your own kitchen window with your head on the outside tap, staring at your own wheelie bins. And she said, we can sit out at night and sip Prosecco under the stars. No, we can't. Because we've got a security light. Every time I took a drink, I was hit in the face by a 500-watt beam. Huh? It was like having laser eye surgery. Huh? At one point, I asked her to bring the children so I could feel their faces and remember them. Ah! Came out in a rash. Thought, this is brilliant. I know I'm working class, but I'm even allergic to an aspirational lifestyle. I couldn't enjoy it, because I'll tell you why I couldn't enjoy it. Because on the second day, I thought, I was sat there and I thought, this is hired. We were given these chlorine tablets to keep it hygienic. They gave us a box to last a week. I did it in 3 days. Every time I thought about someone, I'd chuck a tablet in. Man with a hairy back, that's a tablet. Teenager going through puberty. The elderly. My grandma and her pelvic floor. I couldn't get out. Her and all her mates from Nitter Natter just coming round in costumes they hadn't worn since the 60s, just slowly lowering themselves into the foam. A little bit of dignity just popping out. Looking like the BFG's ear. I knew I'd gone too far when Gemma dipped her foot in and it took her nail polish off. That was the point. I didn't let the kids go in it. They'd have gone like a couple of Baroccas. Can you imagine? I think we buy stuff because we're seeking a connection. It's the same reason why people go camping. To feel something real, to reconnect with nature. But I don't understand camping. I went during the summer, and on the second day, I was laid in the tent, and I thought, I've got an house. With running water, and sanitation, and food in a fridge. And I've looked at all that and gone, no. For a holiday, I'm going to put myself in an emergency. I'm going to live like I've lost everything. I'm going to bring my family with me, and I'm going to pay to do it. You're not getting away from anything with camping, are you? Because all camping is just endless nights trapped in the middle of an orchestra of angry zips. You're trying to relax every 15 minutes. Where are these people going, eh? And the people who try and do it slowly are even more annoying. Just do it! They are the longest zips, aren't they? They don't need to be that long. A human being, through. Who's taking a rhino camping, Newcastle? It's just what you need, isn't it? 3 in the morning, pitch black, you're desperate to get out of your tent, and you're dealing with that. And that's zip number one. Who looked at that and thought, do you know what, improve this? 3 more zips, mate. All go in different directions. You may as well go on holiday in a gimp suit. Seriously. The temperature of a tent defies physics, doesn't it? At night, it's as cold as Everest Base Camp. In the morning, it's like waking up inside a samosa. You're like, has this campsite slid towards the equator? What the? I looked at Gemma, she had no fluid in her body. Completely dehydrated, like she'd been in an air fryer. At one point, we were licking each other's eyelids. Like a couple of geckos. We were so miserable, we couldn't cry because we couldn't produce the tears. There's one bit of joy in camping, and it was on the final day. I was sat there in front of my tent. I had a beer, I had my feet on the cool box. And then some new people arrived. And I just watched them struggle. What a moment that was. A father of four be reduced to tears, trying to hammer in a tent peg with a flip-flop. What a night! The mindfulness industry is a massive thing now. Do you remember when we thought colouring in was the answer? Do you know those adult colouring books? That was a weird time, wasn't it? What's up with Dave? He seems a bit depressed. Should we get him some CBT, a bit of therapy? No, just give him some crayons. Are you sure? He's 46. Come on, Dave. Come on, shade your way out that divorce. Come on, that's a good... Keep shading. No, I know you can't see the kids, but you can see the peacock. Come on, you can just see... No more crying. You're smudging it, Dave. Just keep shade. Shade it, Dave. That's it, shade. You can't stay in the lines. No wonder she left you. You're useless, mate. I tell you when I see that the problem we've got, the scale of this consumption, is when I go to the tip, right? I was at the tip and I saw in the non-recyclables, that's my favourite, Skip, there was a load of storage boxes, brand new, nothing wrong with them. And it really hurt. Do you know why? I designed them. Because that's what I used to do for a living. I was a product designer. I quit that to follow a dream to be a stand-up comedian. The fact that some of you aren't clapping fills me with no confidence whatsoever. I did enjoy that job, but it was quite high pressured. You know, everything I ever did was constantly scrutinised and criticised. Just glad to be out of that game, mate, honestly. And this box, right, is still on sale. It's the most successful product that business has got. There's over 10,000 five-star reviews. Yeah, yeah. That is a tragic situation when a storage box is having a better career than you are. But I think the problem is we don't fix things anymore. Our tumble dryer broke last winter. I thought, I'm going to fix this myself. I'm going to do this. I am going to fix this for my family. I couldn't get in it, mate. Because there's a load of screws the manufacturers could have used that would fit a normal screwdriver. But no, these clowns have used ones that can only be turned by the toenail of a Komodo dragon. I just gave up. They want you to buy new. We bought new. And then the guy on the phone says, oh, we can insure it. £16.99 a month. My life insurance is only £8. I said to Gemma, if we insure this tumble dryer, babe, it's going to be twice the price of my life insurance. She went, yeah. But I just couldn't live without a tumble dryer. My eldest daughter came up to me. She's 13 years old. She said to me the other day, she said, Daddy, what's going to happen with the environment? I'm really worried. I said, don't worry about the environment at your age. You don't need to worry about it because the adults, we've sorted it. Because we've done the carrier bags and we've changed the straws. So it's done now. Can I just say something now? Those straws are awful. Have you tried doing a McDonald's milkshake with one of them? By the time you get to the end, it's like sucking through a receipt. Of all the materials to submerge in liquid, cardboard. Is that our best idea? Cardboard. Are we happy with that, are we? It's like smoking a roll-up in the shower. Are these people never left a box by the bin when it rains? Within 15 minutes, it's got all the integrity of Boris Johnson. I don't want to... Anything's better than that, innit? You know, gaffer tape some penny pasta together. Use a bit of bamboo or something. I would rather suck through an old man's catheter. I think there should be an offset system, shouldn't they? When they build power stations, they plant trees. Give me my plastic straw, I'll keep a turtle in the bath. Do you know what changes behaviour? Shame. I don't use Deliveroo because of the shame. Someone biking my dinner over. Have a think about that. That bag's too big on their back. It's so out of proportion, isn't it? They look like hot tortoises. Weaving in and out of traffic. Imagine dying for someone's popcorn chicken. Seriously. I suppose if I really cared about consumerism, if I really cared, I shouldn't have had kids. Because they are monsters at consuming stuff, my two. I love them, but it's endless. They have had a lot of hobbies, my kids. And I always know when they're going to give up. Because it's the day after I've bought all the kit. You should see my loft. It's full of all their failed attempts. It's like a museum of parental disappointment. I've got hockey sticks, I've got rollerblades, there's a pony walking about. We have to wait for him to go to bed. If it wasn't for their school pasta pictures, he'd have died years ago. I don't know if you've seen the packaging on a doll now. It's like an environmental disaster. They may as well have driven an oil tanker into a family of puffins, these people. It's only been shipped from China. They've trussed this thing up like it's been fired through space. It's a doll, not a Fabergé egg. Calm down. Every Christmas Day, I'm fighting through that first layer. And then you open up the doll and you are confronted with a horrific sight. You open it up and there's a doll splayed. A cable tie round her neck. She had tape across her face. She had a plastic tag through her skull. One of them had a screw in her back. Who's packaged this? Ted Bundy. Honestly, it took me nearly 2 hours to get that doll out of the box. My daughter was born in 28 minutes. I've done a lot of research for this show, right, and I met a guy who lives off the grid. And he said, it's only when I lost everything, I learned to appreciate something. But is that the sacrifice it takes. Is that what I've got to do? And I thought, well, I could be a monk. I could be a monk. And there's a lot of men here going, I've thought that. It's a fantasy for every man, that. If it wasn't, why do we start looking like them? Just look how men get older. They're not ageing. They're inner monks fighting to get out. Look at them. They get the pot belly. They get the bald head. They start spending all day in their dressing gowns just mumbling nonsense. They take a vow of celibacy, don't they? Not your choice, but it still counts, isn't it? They wake up one morning, put on a pair of Crocs and think, these are all right, I tell you. That's all these monasteries are, Newcastle. They're just full of tired dads. Said they were putting the bin out, kept walking. They're having a cracking time. They make their own booze. Oh, come on. It's like a stag do in dressing gowns. And Trappist ale is 9.5%. It's no wonder they believe in Jesus. Two cans of that, you think you are Jesus. You know, when you see them with the hoods up praying, they ain't praying. They're hungover.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Oh, God. Take this pain away. Oh, my God.
But I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. But I tell you what, I do know one thing, that tonight, it gives me hope. We're a community tonight, here at the Stand in Newcastle. Yes. It's not about what you own. It's not about your status, is it? Don't you know, tonight I've realised we are one. That's so powerful. And we can't, you know, you can't buy your way to happiness. But tonight I think this is what we've got. This is the closest we get to living simply. And I think it gives me such great hope and... Sorry. Hello?
Hello, mate. I've got a delivery for you.
No, I don't do deliveries, mate. Must be a mistake. What is it?
I've got a doll, some printer cartridges, and I've got 1,500 plastic straws.
It's not mine, mate. Can you leave it next door? It must be theirs.
Yeah, will do, mate.
I think we need to let go of the idea of ownership. That's what's holding us back. I think we need to work as a shared community and sharing resources. I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Bennett. I've got your food order here. The chicken biryani. Shall I leave it on the step?
Yeah, thanks. That's not me. I don't use Deliveroo. Sustainability shouldn't be just for the wealthy. The best option needs to be the most accessible option for everyone. And in that way, I think we'll start to make... Oh, sorry. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Bennett. It's Brother Michael here. We've got a vacancy down the monastery. If you'd like to join us... Grab your dressing gown and your Crocs and we'll meet you on the allotment.
Sorry, what I'm trying to say, if I can just get this out, it's about contentment, right, through community and not through the idea of consumerism. Because I just... Sorry, that's the camera. I think it must be the cat or something on the... No, that's not the cat. What are you doing? Oi, what are you doing?
I'm burgling your house.
That's fantastic, mate. Thanks so much. Take it all. Take the telly, take the printer, and if you've got time, can you take that pony out the loft? Scott Bennett's Stuff was written and performed by me, Scott Bennett. The producer was Kurt Brooks, and it was a Made in Manchester production for BBC Radio 4.
After the news, Lily is on a mission in the Archers.
On BBC iPlayer.
12 months ago, a bloke breaks down, never seen again. 4 months ago, a woman just vanishes into thin air.
You don't know what's happening here.
A strange crime mystery in the Australian Alps.
People keep telling me how easy it is to disappear up here.
More people are missing. I think it's this town's karma.
I've seen things that I can't explain. They're warnings.
High Country.
Hey! Hey, who's out there?
Watch on BBC iPlayer.